and now she follows after him, panting like a Bichon frieze. He wears her buddy, Greta Ingrid, draped around his neck like a white scarf. When he spits, I bet Rachel/Rochelle catches it in a cup and saves it. Rachel/Rochelle and some other twit natter about the movie date before Mr. Stettman starts class. I want to puke. Rachel/Rochelle is just Andy this and Andy that. Could she be more obvious? I close my ears to her stupid, asthmatic laugh and work on the homework that was due yesterday. It is usually easy to do homework in class because Mr. Stettman's voice creates a gentle white noise sound barrier. I can't do it today. I can't escape the arguments circling my head. Why worry about Rachel/Rochelle? He'll hurt her. Had she done a single decent thing for me the whole school year? She was my best friend through middle school. That counts for something. No, she's a witch and a traitor. She didn't see what happened. Let her lust after the beast. I hope he breaks her heart. What if he breaks something else?
Melinda's ex-best friend, Rachel, obviously likes Andy, and Melinda can't help but worry. Even though Rachel hurt Melinda badly this year, Melinda obviously still cares about her. The thought of Andy being around Rachel must be terrifying, especially because there's not much Melinda can do about it. Rachel won't even talk to her. Let's continue with the last paragraph on page 149, which begins, "When class is over..."
When class is over, I slide into the middle of the pack, pushing out the door before Mr. Stettman can bust me for the homework. Rachel/Rochelle shoves past me to where Greta Ingrid and a short kid from Belgium are waiting. I tail them, always keeping two bodies between us like the detectives on television. They're on their way to the foreign language wing. That's no surprise. The foreign kids are always there, like they need to breathe air scented with their native language a couple times a day or they'll choke to death on too much American.